Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Chris Rogers is back. Chris is the founder and CEO of Colorado SEO Pros. He's one of the guys who helps people like you and me put our best foot forward online. He's here to talk to us about some of those strategies today. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, we've been talking about SEO, search engine optimization, and, you know, online marketing, local search, all the different elements of that for a long time, and it's still valid, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about the concept of SEO, how it fits into our strategy. What it delivers, how it contributes to performance. Talk to us about those things.
Yeah, so search engine optimization is really the process of, applying strategies to your website so that it is showing up in search engine results in the kind of the organic section or the non-paid section of Google and other search engines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is still one of the primary utilities that people use to find out information, to solve problems, to find people to hire for different things, and find companies, et cetera. So it still is something that is, booming in terms of the budget that's going into this as a marketing channel on a year-by-year basis. So it certainly doesn't... It doesn't get boring. Google and other search engines change the rules, and it is kind of a moving target.
They make almost major changes every 90 days, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they make frequent changes.
This is a really important point to land on, Chris, because small businesses, you know, we get notified by you or whoever helps us with SEO, by our hosting companies. We get notified, okay, you're going to have security. You're going to have, back in the day, you're going to have the canonical tags. Every time we turn around and we hustle around and we get all that done, we write the check, and the check barely clears the bank till somebody calls us up and says, hey, Google changed the rules again. This is really maddening for a lot of small businesses, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. it's challenging space to work in as well, because ultimately we're held accountable for third party search engines, and it can be challenging. The reason that it's growing the way that it is ultimately is because the opportunity that comes out of it. So while it's challenging and it is a moving target, it yields some of the highest returns among all marketing channels. And it continues to do
the natural search.
Absolutely. Yeah, for natural search.
And if you're a small business, if you want to maximize the natural search, you've got to maximize local search, don't you? Because you're not going to be number one on the global search, but you can be number one in if you're the best pizza in East Peoria, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of things you could do as a local business for sure to, help out your exposure in the search engines.
Because you don't want to be, I remember when everybody wanted to be on the number, top of the list for everything, and they'd get so frustrated when they didn't realize that the key is somebody looking for you in Idaho may not, if you're in Indiana, may not be a prospect for you, especially if they're looking for pizza. But you've got to know what are your goals. I mean, if you're selling e-commerce, then yeah, maybe if you're in India, you want somebody from Idaho to buy from you. But you've got to know what your market is, who your prospects are, so you know how to focus your SEO, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's all information that goes into the to the keyword research process to understand who is it we're targeting. What problems are they trying to solve? You know, is there information that we can provide to help lead them along the way and then be there when they need to hire someone?
So after all these years, keyword analysis is still important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way that we use keywords is changing. We have a lot of changes with Google in terms of voice search and, you know, mobile usability.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, they're using artificial intelligence.
Can we talk about voice when we come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this is something we need to talk about because, folks, you know, you thought search was a big deal. Voice is the future, and we're gonna get Chris to help us with that coming up right after the break. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.